at 7:05. We have a partly cloudy sky at 75 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy and warm and humid today with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning. A high of 95, heat index around 102. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In local news, briquettes from a charcoal grill getting onto a wooden deck are being blamed for a fire early this morning north of Atlantic. Atlantic Fire Chief Mark McNeese told KJAN News a neighbor of Jake Smith, who resides at 54393 Buck Creek Road, was up at around 4 a.m. and noticed smoke before calling 911.
Arrived on scene, the back deck and the side of the house was outside of the house was on fire. The resident there, he had been out the night before the barbecue grill and had used coal. They had started the deck on fire and had gone upside of the house. So we got a very quick knockdown on it and then did a lot of overhaul just to make sure there's no extension farther into the home.
The chief said Smith had been barbecuing on the deck and threw water on the flames at around 12:30 a.m., but it appears that some of the charcoal might have slipped through either the bottom of the grill holes or blown out onto the deck.
The deck had a lot of structural damage. Probably about half of it gone, and then the structural damage to the house, mainly to the outside, and fortunately, it was very little smoke damage inside. It's an addition onto the house. It's kind of shut off. It was added on, and there's no common attic space or anything. Other than at the base, there was a dryer hooked up, and that's where most of the smoke got into the home that way.
Firefighters remained on the scene until about 5:30. There were no injuries reported. Police in Red Oak arrested a man on an assault charge early this morning. 28-year-old DeMarcus Jamar King of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 12:30 a.m. in the 300 block of East Corning Street in reference to an incident of assault that allegedly took place Friday. King was also charged with driving while suspended. He was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond. Red Oak police said also 21-year-old Jacob William Avery of Imogene was arrested last night in the 200 block of South 2nd Street in Red Oak. Avery was charged with public intoxication. His bond was also set at $300. A man from Northwest Iowa died at a hospital in Des Moines Friday following an accident that same day in Guthrie County. The Iowa State Patrol reports 69-year-old Robert Core of Lake City died after being flown by LifeNet helicopter to Methodist Hospital in Des Moines. The man, who was not wearing a seatbelt, had been alert and conscious when rescuers arrived on the scene. The accident happened at around 3:17 p.m. as Core was traveling north on Frontier Road, which was closed for resurfacing. His 2003 Buick LeSabre struck a pile of gravel on the road located in the northbound lane just south of Highway 44, causing the car to go out of control and into the southbound ditch, where it came to rest facing northwest. Authorities in Montgomery County say a teenage driver was cited for violating a restricted license following a rollover accident Friday afternoon. 15-year-old Nicholas Sebastian Turnbull of Red Oak was also cited for operating a vehicle without the owner's consent. Turnbull was driving a 2005 Dodge Stratus registered to Camille Silence of Shenandoah. He was traveling eastbound on the 2000 block of 170th Street at around 3:50 p.m. when he lost control of the car. The vehicle slid into the south ditch and rolled onto its top. There were no injuries reported. A 10-year-old boy from Iowa is the third to die after a single vehicle crash in Nebraska. The Dakota County, Nebraska Sheriff's Office said Jose Lara of Council Bluffs died from his injuries Thursday evening at a hospital. Deputies were called Thursday morning to a crash on U.S. Highway 20 near Jackson, Nebraska. The vehicle went over an embankment and into a creek. The driver, 45-year-old Christopher Cox, told police he had swerved to avoid hitting a deer. Cox has been charged with two counts of motor vehicle homicide and one count of driving without a license. Authorities say additional charges may be filed. Two other passengers in the vehicle, 57-year-old Connie Fauze and 9-year-old Esperanza Lara, were pronounced dead at the scene of that crash. The driver of a vehicle being pursued Friday morning in Council Bluffs managed to elude authorities, but not before the vehicle he drove was abandoned and left running, causing an accident. Bluffs police say at around 7 a.m. Friday, a Council Bluffs Police Department officer attempted to stop a vehicle in the area of Glen Avenue and 5th Avenue in Council Bluffs. The suspect vehicle refused to stop, and the driver attempted to elude the officer. The vehicle drove west on 5th Avenue until it reached the intersection of 5th Avenue and Clark Street. The driver then turned south on Clark, which is a dead-end street. At the end of the block, the suspect turned the vehicle into a driveway and into the backyard of a residence and then bailed out of the vehicle. The vehicle then rolled through two separate yards and came to stop after striking a parked vehicle in the third yard that it had entered. Officers attempted to find the suspect, who was on foot, but they were unable to locate him. There were no injuries during the incident and minimal damage to the property. During the investigation, officers found that the vehicle had been stolen just prior to the incident, but had not yet been reported. Their investigation was continuing. Two tractor-trailer drivers were transported to Mertzu Hospital in Harlan Friday morning following a collision on U.S. Highway 59 at the intersection with 1200th Street. That accident happened around 3:07 a.m. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office reports Barry Shamate of Dow City and Harold Hilliard of Coshatta, Texas, were injured. Shamate was driving a 2003 Kenworth registered to S&S Enterprises. Hilliard was driving a 2016 Kenworth registered to Seaboards Transport Incorporated. The accident remains under investigation. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by officers with the Harlan Police Department, personnel from the Harlan Fire Department, and medevac ambulance. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, three men have pleaded guilty in federal court to charges stemming from a 2011 robbery and shooting that killed a Sioux City, Iowa man. Prosecutors say 26-year-old Cortland Clark of Flowery Branch, Georgia, 35-year-old Robert Beaver of Sioux City, and 26-year-old Devery Hibbler of Dumas, Arkansas, were convicted Friday of interference with commerce by robbery based on their guilty pleas. Clark and Hibbler also pleaded guilty to using a firearm during a crime of violence causing death. Prosecutors say the men entered marijuana dealer Tony Canfield's home on May the 1st, 2011, armed with a handgun to steal marijuana in cash. Prosecutors say Beaver beat and held Canfield's wife while Clark and Hibbler struggled with Canfield, who was shot by Hibbler as he attempted to flee. A sentencing date for the men has not yet been set. The Mills County Sheriff's Office on Friday reported two arrests. 42-year-old Jerry Lee Dawson of Hastings was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and criminal trespass. His bond was set at $1,600. And 61-year-old Craig Lee Hancock of Council Bluffs was arrested on a warrant for probation violation. His bond was set at $15,000. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, Kenneth Lee Escher, age 81, of Harlan, died Monday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Services for Kenneth Escher will be today at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Sharon K. Johnson, age 74, of Columbus, Nebraska, a native of Atlantic, died May the 23rd. A celebration of life open house for family and friends of Sharon Johnson will be held today from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. at her home in Columbus, located at 3555 26th Avenue. The McCown Funeral Home of Columbus is in charge of the arrangements. George Rush of Griswold died Thursday. A celebration of life service for George Rush will be today at 2 o'clock at the Griswold Community Building. Betty Jane Rager Gathiel, age 76, of Panama City Beach, Florida, a native of Griswold, died Monday, and funeral services for Betty Gathiel will be held this Monday at 10 o'clock at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Neil Turner, age 88, of Panora and formerly of Adair, died Thursday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Memorial services for Neil Turner will be held June 22nd at 11 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair is in charge of the arrangements. That is a check of our news this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.